This morning, we have a guest joining us here in studio. Grace McAfee is with us this morning. She's the Community Wellness Coordinator here in Cass County. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Busy spring?
Busy. Always busy.
Always. Lots of things happening. Lots of things going on.
Yes.
And I want to talk about a couple of things coming up of local interest. One of them would be the mobile food pantry returning again for the season. And we're going to have an event coming up in both Atlantic and Messina this week.
Yes, this week, tomorrow.
Very quickly.
Already.
The particulars about the mobile food pantry, nothing has really changed this season?
Yes, we do have a change this season.
Okay.
So normally when you came to our mobile food pantry, we just took how many people were in your household. The Food Bank for the Heartland changed up their intake system a little bit. So they now require us to take your name, your address, how many people are in your household, and their ages. And then the reason that they do that is so that way when you come through our pantry again, we can just search your last name and pull up all your information. They do this new intake system so that way they can apply for different grants. They can work on getting new sponsorships and then also figure out what are our people needing for food in this area. So it honestly really just helps them better understand our community. And then once we put your name in, no one else sees that information. No one else sees how many people are in your household. It just goes to that food bank and it's unidentified information to them. So yes, a little bit different, but none of this deters anyone away. We don't ask an income question. So just come anyway. There's no reason not to come.
It's not too intrusive.
No.
They're not selling the information anywhere to make some money. Nothing nefarious is going on.
No.
It's simply a way for them to kind of keep tabs on the need and then to maybe, enhance the program perhaps.
Absolutely.
Down the road by collecting the information.
Yeah. So this information, like I said, is just being used so they can apply grants. So food needs are going up. They're having to look for more areas of food need, and those grant people are just wanting more statistics. So just statistic-wise, that's why we need it.
You bet. Well, now the Atlantic and Messina ones often sync up.
Yep.
They're doing, again, this Wednesday, April 8th. So at those two locations. Anita, that's not happening until next month, correct?
Yes, they are in May. They just had one, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
But yes, they will be coming up again in May. But our next one is Wednesday, April 8th at the Atlantic Cass County Fairgrounds. The Atlantic one is from 4 to 6 p.m. The Messina one is at the east side of Messina City Park, and theirs is from 4:30 to 5 o'clock.
Okay, it's not a lot of time, but you get a lot done in that time.
Yes, it goes really fast. So once we get everyone entered, now this mobile food pantry should be a lot smoother because we have a lot of people entered, so we should just be able to look up your last name, and then you can roll on through.
Okay, so they have been collecting some of that information.
Yes,
in the past.
So we did do this at our last mobile food pantry. Patrons who attended might remember it being a little slow, but this time we just get to look up your last name if you've seen us before. And then you get to roll on through.
The process when they show up is still the same. They really don't need to do anything except hit the brakes.
Right. Yep. We tell you when to go. We tell you when to open up your trunk and we fill you up.
Okay. Nice and easy. Don't have to get out. Don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. The type of things that will be distributed is largely the same as it has been.
Yep. So they get a shelf-stable pantry box, which usually includes enough to make a couple meals, a loaf of bread, and then usually a really pretty box of produce. So all great stuff.
Okay. And can you still, if you've got someone who's not mobile in the neighborhood,
ooh,
who might
yes.
be homebound, can you still pick up for them as
yes,
well?
Yes, absolutely. All we need is their last name and then just those same questions, and we would love for you to pick up for a neighbor.
Okay, so nice and easy. And again, that's this Wednesday, April 8th. And again, the Atlantic event will be at the Cass County Fairgrounds, 4 to 6 p.m. And then the Messina event will be on the east side of the city park there in Messina. And that's from 4:30 until 5. And that all goes very quickly. So
yes.
Shouldn't have any problems. If they have any questions, they could also ask at the site as well. There'll
you
be
bet.
People there to direct them through.
You bet. We have probably about 15 volunteers that come out and help us. So they're all super fun and super friendly. So just ask them.
Where do your volunteers come from?
Our Grace Point Church does our loading. We have some community members that do some deliveries that people are homebound. And then we have some Messina volunteers that are just doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Well, that's very good. It's good. You got to have volunteers to be able to make projects like
yes,
this happen.
Yes, I could not do this all by myself, so I am so grateful for our volunteers.
No, nor do you want to.
No.
And a couple of strong backs wouldn't be the worst thing
absolutely.
In the world either, if anyone would like to jump in. In fact, it might actually be a good project for a youth group, like say a 4-H club or something, if they would want to help out.
We have had an FFA chapter, the Atlantic FFA chapter, mm-hmm. come and help organize our boxes before we get started, and that was super helpful. One time we had a huge load of sweet corn, so they came and helped bag it for us. So we've had some really awesome groups come and volunteer.
Very good. Well, it's nice to get them in the habit of being charitable.
Yes.
When they're young.
Yes.
And be able to see how these processes work. So yeah, if they'd like to do any of that, just reach out. But again, those events coming up in Messina and Atlantic this Wednesday, April 8th. So real quick for folks to get organized there. Now, while we got you here, also want to talk a little bit about the next Healthy Cass event, because I see you've got one coming up here next week.
Yes. Yes. So on Monday, April 13th, we are hosting a Make It Okay training, which is a mental health training all about how to just have the conversation about someone's mental well-being, just being okay with asking that question, hey, how you doing? And really want an answer instead of just, I'm good. And so this really opens up the door for people to have deeper conversations with each other, because we all got stuff that's going on. And so this training is hosted by the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative. They are providing this training for free, which is really amazing. It does normally cost about $20 for each person. So we are hosting that completely for free. Anyone can join. Organizations, businesses, community members, we'd love to have everyone there.
What types of things would they experience there?
Yeah, so they're really just talking about how do we open up conversations? How do we develop our listening skills, that we're actually listening and not listening to respond right away? Mm-hmm. And then just making it okay to not be okay, making it okay to say, hey, let's go talk to someone else too. And just opening up that door, saying it's okay to go to therapy. It's okay when you're not well. So really excited for this training, because it leads up to May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we hope that people will take what they've learned and really spread it throughout the month of May and beyond.
Well, and we sometimes think these types of situations come up for youngsters, teenagers, perhaps, because they're going through always a difficult time in life. But this can be any time.
Yes, yes. We, with our community health needs assessment, we had about 600 responses.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so that's really exciting. but we, number one was mental health, just like it's been in the past 7 years. We're a rural community. We don't have the same access to therapy. So we need to put those little community members in there to help people out. So,
well, and also it's with social media and things that are out there today, we don't always know.
Right.
What type of circumstances people, you
right.
know, when I was growing up, bullying was pretty simple.
Yep.
I mean,
yes.
it was somebody pushing somebody around in the
right.
schoolyard, you
right.
know, but bullying comes in many different fashions now, because with social media and the internet, we have so many other avenues to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always see that kind of activity.
Right.
We don't know that it's going on. And unless they speak up, it could be something that festers for a long time.
Right, absolutely. And that's why we, from our community health needs assessment, we also put into the school district's Hope Squad, which is a suicide prevention program that's a peer-to-peer. So these students are trained to look out for one another and kind of see the things that are going on, and then have them report to an adult when another student is struggling. So we're working on several different areas of people's lives. But also with social media, you also see the best of everyone's life. So it's hard not to compare your life to someone else when you're only seeing that beautiful vacation they went on or a new house that they bought, but you don't know what's going on behind the camera.
What? People brag on social media? I've never seen it.
I've never heard of it.
No, but it really is. And that's not something new necessarily either, because people have been comparing themselves to movie stars and whatever else. Why do these folks have it so well? Forever, ever since there have been, you remember magazines and TV shows, what have you. But now it just seems it's so intrusive. All that information is readily available.
Yep.
The funny thing is they have instant access to all that information, but you know what else they have instant access to? this type of information yes. that you're providing. But yeah. folks are hesitant sometimes to seek that out.
Yeah.
So if you can provide it here in this type of session where it's safe, it's comfortable, yeah. it's local, it makes a difference.
Yeah, we're hoping, because this training is offered online all the time. It's probably once a month goes on online. But we're hoping that if we bring it to our community, people will see that it's the value in it and see the reasons why we're bringing it here, because people just need people.
And isn't there kind of satisfaction and maybe safety and a comfortableness involved right. in being in doing it together as yeah. a group, locally, people you know?
We hope that, you know, people go for their lunch break and take their coworkers, or instead of, you know, going out to eat, bring your lunch here and come and learn about how to talk to your coworkers, your family members, your friends, and just let them know it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. It's hard to open up if that stuff is happening to you, but it's also on the other side hard to start that conversation.
Absolutely.
Because we sometimes don't want to open up a hornet's nest right. or we don't want to get into an area that's uncomfortable for mm-hmm. someone.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to ask.
Yes, it's okay to be uncomfortable.
It is. That's Monday, April 13th, so coming up very soon at noon at the Cass County Community Center. It's a free event.
Free, absolutely free. We'd love to provide lunch, but we don't have that. So
because it's
bring
free.
Your lunch.
So bring a lunch along. There you go. All right. So a couple of different opportunities for you there, too. The Healthy Cass event on the 13th. And then, of course, those Messina and Atlantic Mobile food pantries coming up this Wednesday on April 8th. Lots of things going on. There's no off season.
No, never an off season.
For your business, is there?
That's all right.
It's always good to be busy. Grace McAfee in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.